My name is Ivan Sanchez. I'm an aerospace engineer. We work on the rocket engines that the special uses when it gets into space.
This is Bill Street. I was an aerospace technician. Worked the construction of Challenger and then Discovery and then Atlantis.
Cindy Cole. I am a technician in ground ops. I work on pieces that they pull out of the firing room. They have a problem, they swap it out, they send it to us to fix.
I was there for 8 years.
It was something I did for almost 31 years.
If I made it till September 11th, it would be 22 years. I'm not going to make 22.
Today was my last day on the shuttle space program. I did not get laid off. Of the 32 engineers, 24 were laid off, 8 were retained. I was one of the 8, but I wasn't counting on it. Nobody knew who was going to be kept or laid off, so I had begun to look already, and I was fortunate enough to get an offer.
I took a voluntary layoff in April of this year. The program coming to an end was just getting depressing, more or less, and there was a lot of people that needed to stay employed, and I felt that I was in a position that I could go ahead and take a layoff and maybe save someone's job.
I couldn't even talk about it for months without crying. Every time someone said, well, what about your job?
Try showing up to work for 2 months knowing that you're going to get laid off. You've already been given your notice. How do you keep a straight face?
I still have about 6 more years to get to Social Security age, but I'm fortunate enough that my wife has a good job. I have her to lean on.
I've gone back to school. I'm glad I did. I love it now that I'm doing it. I'm getting my bachelor's in electrical engineering. It's exciting because there's a lot of areas I can go into at this point, but it's also a little nerve-wracking because this is all I've known.
It's like a big family out there.
It's not just coworkers, it's family.
One big family.
A lot of us over the years have basically grown up together.
We've all attended each other's weddings, and they found out that they had children. And
you've watched their kids grow up. You've watched kids be born.
And I know that sounds like such a cliche, but it couldn't be more true. It really is one big, happy family.
I got to go sit in the crew cabin of Discovery last Monday, actually. Something I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to be there in the cockpit. And I'm touching, and I'm just like, oh my God, I'm touching something that's been in outer space. I sat in the captain's chair of Discovery. You know, how many people can say that? How many people can say, I've seen pieces of the space station before it went up? I've seen history. There's not very many people that can say, I've been a part and witnessed history.